And it says a large multitude of disciples left Jesus that day and never came back to him. And that's after he tried to keep them from leaving by saying, the words that I'm talking to you, they are spiritual. They're not, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I'm talking to you are spirit and life. They still left. Because they still were thinking carnal thoughts. Jesus' disciples themselves couldn't have thought anything else. They knew nothing about living bread. They knew nothing about receiving the Holy Ghost. They knew nothing about walking in the Spirit. They didn't understand Him any more than the ones who walked off, but they couldn't leave. They just felt something when they left. Peter and Jesus invited them to leave. He invited them. You want to go too? And he was so frustrated. He invited his 12 closest disciples and the women who were following him all around Galilee. All of them with their children. You all want to go too? Peter said, well, where are we going to go? You have the words of eternal life. Jesus said, He said, haven't I chosen you? And one of you is a slanderer. One of you is a demon. Really, the word is devil. He was really frustrated. He got that way sometimes. How could they think such things? Okay, well, let's talk about us. Look at the next scripture in Matthew 26. The Last Supper. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and after he gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and then said, take and eat. This is my body. If you'd have been there, we could have looked at him and said, no, it's not. You're in your body. What are you talking about? This is your body. That's a piece of bread. It was bread. It was representing something that Paul did from house to house when he broke of himself. He said in Corinthians, we being many are one body and one bread, because we have partaken of that one bread. We are the bread of life. The body has a testimony. When you break some of yourself off and feed us, we are partaking of the Lord's Supper together. Take and eat. This is my body. And when they had taken the cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, all of you, drink of it. For this is my body, the blood of the new covenant, the blood shed for the forgiveness of sins for many. And the rest of this on the back's for the end of after Stephen. Over a billion people on this planet carry on a dead ceremony, eating a wafer and drinking wine or grape juice because they're thinking the same way those disciples thought who left Jesus. He wasn't in the flesh here at the Last Supper any more than he was when he told them, I am the bread of life. This is the body of Christ, the assembly of God. And when this body eats one another, it lives. Because we're all one body and one bread. We have been changed, being conformed to the image of His Son, who is the bread of life. Your testimony is our food. Whatever your testimony is in any particular day, it could be a smile, it could be praising God, it could be anything that God, that the Spirit is in. One body, one bread. Acts 6.
No, John, I can't help think that this may be one reason why Satan entered Ananias to destroy that fellowship.
Yeah.
Because that man had a divided heart.
Yes, he did.
And those people couldn't go house to house with a pure heart and take of that body and blood with that there.
If their testimony included something that wasn't in the Spirit, it was tainted.
Satan knew that.
Meal.
Yeah.